I was completely elated. I had to do a double check because we were somewhat prepared for any range of responses. And to hear that the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, was completely upheld was just incredible. I think people were cheering all across the country. It was a thrill.
One part that was upheld was the individual mandate. The Supreme Court found that it was constitutional if there are tax penalties, but not if it's interpreted as a fee through the Commerce Clause. So what does that mean?
Well, essentially, it boils down to this. Today was an unequivocal victory for the White House, for the Obama administration, for their centerpiece healthcare reform law. The Supreme Court in the 5-4 vote upheld the Affordable Care Act, and for all intents and purposes, the individual mandate is in place as that structural mechanism to help keep more people in the market so that now we will be able to cover people with pre-existing conditions. And that was like a huge part of what this law would accomplish. So this today was a historic ruling, and it means very positive things for millions and millions of Floridians, tens of millions of Americans who are already benefiting directly from this law.
Another part of the law that the Supreme Court ruled on was the law's expansion of Medicaid. And the Supreme Court said that it could proceed as long as the federal government does not withhold the entire Medicaid allotment to states if those states refuse to participate in the Medicaid expansion. How might that affect Florida?
That's a great question, Sean, because that's a little bit of the dark cloud on the horizon of this otherwise pretty jubilant day for healthcare advocacy. Florida has always had a hostile stance towards Medicaid expansion. We've seen efforts to reject federal dollars, to want to privatize it, to want to cut it back. But the bottom line is this, is that the Supreme Court today sent a clear message that Governor Rick Scott and Attorney General Pam Bondi, their challenge lost. It's time for them to comply with the law and work to implement the Affordable Care Act. And as far as the Medicaid piece goes, it's really a farce to think that it's going to cost Florida, the state of Florida, that much more to accept federal money to help cover, you know, our sickest and our weakest citizens, our elderly, our poor, our children. There's no excuse to turn away the federal money to help cover these people. And I would argue in the long run, the state's going to benefit because we're not going to incur the costs that rack up when uninsured people eventually wind up in the emergency room. We end up paying for that.
Here are some of the things that Florida lawmakers are saying. Some Republicans are upset. Governor Scott called the decision disappointing. Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater first sent out a press release praising the court for striking down the law before he issued a recall of that erroneous statement. And then later he issued a new one and then an updated one. That one said, "I remain deeply troubled, however, that Congress and the Obama administration would use an issue of such importance to the American people to disguise their intentions to add further tax burdens on our fellow citizens." So what are your thoughts on those criticisms of the law and of the Supreme Court's decision?
I think we need to look at the big picture. The fact of the matter is that with today's decision, the Affordable Care Act means that families will not have to declare bankruptcy in order to pay for their medical bills. Small businesses will no longer have to go under or go out of business or declare bankruptcy because of medical costs that pile up. So I think the big picture is that we're looking at ways to help cover and back millions of Americans so that there is a safety net, so that there is protection when people invariably get sick.
And finally, is this law the final word on healthcare, or are there still reforms that need to happen?
This is the way I look at it. The Affordable Care Act is a significant step forward for healthcare reform. Our country has kicked this can down the road for decades, and that's why it's such a controversial issue to work with now. I think that the Affordable Care Act and what the Obama administration has been able to put together is a very solid foundation for healthcare reform. We will be building upon this reform for decades to come. Keep in mind, Social Security in the 30s, the law that was passed in the 30s reflected many of the prejudices of that day against African Americans and women. Yet Social Security grew and changed, became more progressive as our country learned and grew and became more progressive to be the important security blanket that it is today that's so important to so many Americans. So I think the Affordable Care Act is going to do the same. I know there's a lot of people, ironically, who don't support it because they want to see it go further. And I would say this is an excellent bedrock to build on to continue to get more affordable coverage and to expand coverage for even more Americans beyond the 32 million that this law is looking at right now. This law currently, as it stands, will work to bring 32 million more Americans now uninsured to get them coverage. There's still more that we have to do, but this is the best way to start chipping away at it to go forward.